This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will address the nation Thursday night on the Israel-Hamas violence and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The announcement was made after President Biden returned to Washington from a brief trip to Tel Aviv to demonstrate Washington's support of Israel after the October 7th Hamas attack on the country that killed 1,400 people. Biden praised relatives of victims and thanked Israeli first responders during his brief visit Wednesday. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Every one of you talked about what you have to do. Every one of you talked to you about having to reach out. Talked about whether or not they're a Jew or a Muslim. Reach out.
The president traveled to Israel with an urgent mission to keep the Israel-Hamas war from spiraling into a broader regional conflict. But his diplomatic mission became more difficult as outrage swept through the Middle East over an explosion that killed hundreds in a Gaza Strip hospital. Biden was originally scheduled to visit Jordan as well, but his meetings with Arab leaders were called off as he was leaving Washington. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
President Biden said he had candid discussions with Israeli leaders as they conduct military strikes that have taken more than 3,000 lives in Gaza in response to the October 7th attack. He told reporters aboard Air Force One that while Israel has been badly victimized, the country has an opportunity to relieve the suffering of innocent civilians in Gaza who have nowhere to go. President Biden said Egypt has agreed to open its Rafah border with Gaza to initially allow 20 trucks of aid to be received and managed by UN groups. He warned that if Hamas blocks or confiscates the aid, it's going to end. Biden said the trucks would likely cross on Friday after badly damaged roads near the crossing have been repaired. Dozen more trucks are waiting.